All right. Well, our month of gratitude is moving right along. This is already our third week, and this Thursday, there's going to be a whole day dedicated to our giving thanks. But as we know, setting aside one day called Thanksgiving for us to remember to feel grateful doesn't have any more power to change our life than setting aside one day called Valentine's Day for us to remember to express love. If we want to change our life for the better, if we want to feel good about ourselves and our relationship to each other, and if we want to become aware of the radiant joy of our inner being, then gratitude, just like love, must become a moment-to-moment, day-to-day spiritual practice. The love and joy and peace and contentment that we desire to experience and feel in our life isn't dependent on anything or anyone. It doesn't have a thing to do with what's happening in the world around us, because it pulsates within us as the living energy of our very being. It is the vibration within our heart and soul, even now, even in this human experience. What we feel within us when we are open to the universal vibration of joy and happiness is the delight the universe is feeling, the excitement that the universe is feeling about us and all that live within it. Gratitude is powerful because it aligns us with the powerful, powerful spirit that is the healing vibration of the life force within us. That life force is the source of every good thing, even while we're having this human experience. It vibrates within every cell of our body right now. It dwells at the depth of our every emotion, and it is the energy behind every thought we think, no matter how mistaken our thoughts may be. If we reserve our gratitude only for those things in our life that certainly appear to be going our way, or only for those special people in our life that we've judged as being worthy of our appreciation, then we are mentally and emotionally separating ourselves from the celebration life is having with all life, every moment, no matter what. We miss out on that pure joy that the universe has been radiating to all of creation from the beginning when it was proclaimed very good. The Bible tells us that God saw everything that he had made, and it was very good. Not just some of it, but all of it. We live in the all good, and it's all good. Our heart knows that, and our soul knows that. To believe that we could create a self apart from the all good, to believe that we could create a self that God would not, a self that is unworthy of our love and appreciation, is to make us deaf and blind to our inner being. And to believe that we can see in another what God would not is to be looking at the world of our own creation, the illusion of our mind, and believing that it is real. And that belief is the cause of all conflict in our world. Our negative opinions and judgments can't change the spiritual reality of the goodness that is within us and everyone else. But they certainly can block our awareness of that goodness and the presence of that goodness wherever we are. Opinions and judgments rely on the past for their origin and the future for their outcome. They don't exist in the present moment. The present moment is where the all good is being, and that is where our life exists, moment to moment. And when we are present in the moment, we receive the direct revelation of that creation in ourself, through ourself, and in our vision of others. A Course of Love says revelation is direct communication with God in the sense that it is direct communication from the self that is one with the Creator. Direct communication with our inner being can only take place wherever we're being. We can think about yesterday and we can think about tomorrow, but we can only be right here where we are. This is us being right now. Gratitude for our being right now in every moment that we're being, which is always right now. Wherever we are and whoever we are with gives us ears to hear that communication our inner self is offering us, because that inner self is forever one with the Creator of the all good. And it gives us eyes to see that good in everything around us. If we're only thankful for some of the people, some of the time, and not all of the people, all of the time, it's because our own self-doubt, our own self-criticism, and our doubt about our own goodness infuses everything we see and everyone we see with the same doubt. It's difficult for us to trust each other. We all want to feel safe with each other. We all want to feel loved and approved of. But when we look outside of us for our worthiness to be loved, when we look to others for approval before we approve of ourselves, then what we discover when we look out there is that there's a whole world of critics. And that our words and our actions at any moment can be judged as inappropriate, unkind. And then we feel bad about ourselves, even when our intentions were good. Rather than experiencing life as a celebration that we've all been invited to, because let's face it, we're the life of the party, we see our daily life as a struggle to get approval, a struggle to be liked. It is a battle we hope to win, but we fear we're going to lose. there will never be enough approval of those around us to ever fill the void within us that only self-love can fill. Unless we feel safe within ourselves, unless we feel loved and approved of within ourselves, we will never feel safe being ourselves around anyone else. Every encounter will carry with it the potential to hurt us. We'll fear expressing ourselves fully and authentically and honestly because we're afraid we might make a mistake. And that would lower our value in the eyes of others. We are so hard on ourselves. And because we are, we're hard on each other. Our self-doubt causes us to perceive criticism even where it is not, and to feel angry and resentful because we believe that who we are can be devalued by someone else. W.C. Fields famously said, "It ain't what they call you, it's what you answer to." As I've mentioned before, when I was younger, and I was younger, I was so shy. I was too shy to speak up in any group for any reason. Because I'd been raised with humiliation as the preferred parenting tool, I was terrified of being humiliated. I was so afraid that I would say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing, and I would be laughed at or criticized or rejected. And so if I made a mistake, it wasn't a question of just noting that mistake and maybe correcting it if I could or forgiving myself and moving on. No, I just could not let it go. And my mind would be off racing, and it would be criticizing me. I would criticize myself for my lack of awareness. My mind would be filled with doom and gloom because it would be prophesizing that that was the only outcome of what I'd done. And I would beat myself up until I had squeezed every possible ounce of guilt and blame and shame from that mistake. Now, it took a whole lot of prayer and many years of spiritual practice for me to overcome my fear of being me. So now, when a finger or two point my way, and that urge to defend myself against the pain of being judged, I turn within myself, and rather than defending myself from the outside, I work it through on the inside. What helped me back then helps me still. Because one day it occurred to me that I would never talk to another human being the way I talked to myself. That I had rejected myself far more times than anyone else ever had. So I invite us to just take a moment right now to just think about that negative self-talk that goes on inside of us. All those things we tell ourselves, all those terrible things we tell ourselves over and over again. You can't do anything right. You have nothing of value to give. You're invisible to everyone else, and if anyone ever really got to know you, they couldn't possibly love you or respect you. And you can fill in a whole lot more, I'm sure. Now imagine saying those same words to a child. Look in that child's eyes. We understand that children make mistakes, but we also see their innocence. We know that their mistakes are opportunities for them to learn in life, not a permanent part of their being, not a permanent part of their character that's unchangeable. We are all innocent children in the creation of the all good. But unless we accept that innocence about ourselves, unless we see that innocence within ourselves, we will continue to struggle and try and hide who we are behind defense and offense and react to the world with anger and fear. We must learn to forgive each moment, to forgive ourselves for the hurtful feelings that offense and defense momentarily bring about, rather than seeking justification and prolonging our anger and resentment. And we must learn to forgive one another for our own perception of another's intention and stop blaming others for the way we feel. How we feel moment to moment is a choice we make. It's been said that love is an act of endless forgiveness, a tender look that becomes a habit. We can choose to look at each other tenderly, but we can only do that when we look within with the same forgiveness and tenderness. When we're ready to forgive ourselves for our mistaken perceptions about ourselves and others, the sooner we're ready to move on instead of hold on, we'll find that through our moment-to-moment practice that we have less and less emotional reactions and more loving responses in our relationships with one another. As we clear our mind of unworthiness and fear, we have a natural expectation of the revelation of good wherever we are. It's done unto us as we expect it to be done unto us. When we trust that life is good, when we trust our inseparable oneness with that life, we expect to be loved and safe wherever we are. And because we do, everyone is safe in our presence, whether they're aware of it or not. A Course in Miracles tells us the love of God is in everything He created, for His Son is everywhere. When we have an expectation of that revelation, when we seek to see God's Son in ourself and all others, we no longer react to that imaginary world of our fearful creation, and we are able to see life as it is created to be, in loving unity. We feel safe in expressing ourselves wherever we are, because we are open moment to moment to that direct communication that our inner being is always having with us when we're present to listen. When we realize that every situation is an opportunity to love more, that whatever is going on can teach us to love more, then we allow every moment to be a maximal experience of love, no matter what. And when we do, we can genuinely say, I am grateful for all things. Namaste.